teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Cause yeah, life sometimes rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king with lots of money and things.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. I'm your host, John Statmiller, and out on the West Coast is... Do we have him here today? Do we have him? We don't have him. What, did California slide off into the ocean? You know, when my sister, which is older than dirt now, her 16th birthday, on her birthday, California was supposed to slide into the ocean. She will never forget her 16th birthday because we were going around the house. Happy birthday to you, crumble. Happy birthday to you, crumble. She hated us. Do we have James?
Just got here right now. Why does she hate you? I want to hear what happened.
Well,
I missed the story.
We missed you. I mean, I was going, what happened? Did the left coast slide into the ocean? Did they have an earthquake?
Not quite yet.
Well, I mean, I was just saying that my sister, which I'll repeat, is older than dirt. This is cracking my producer up. I guess she's because she's a female. Aren't you supposed to say anything about women's age? Not what? Oh, okay, not supposed to. Well, I didn't tell how old she was. Let me see, I'm 54, she's 6 years older than I am, so it's 60. I'm not supposed to say that? Okay, to me that's older than dirt. I'm only 54.
Older than dirt, I've never heard that expression.
Yeah,
I like that.
Well, you ought to get out more often. Not everything is in California.
That's
at any rate, on her 16th birthday, there was supposed to be a gigantic earthquake, and, you know, The San Andreas Fault or whatever that is out there was supposed to split California. It was supposed to slide into the ocean. So on her 16th birthday, that's when it was supposed to happen. We were just going around the house merrily singing happy birthday to you, crumble. Happy birthday. She'll never forget her 16th birthday. Probably more memorable than her 21st.
Yeah.
So how the heck are you?
Not bad. I'm anxiously awaiting a lot of email responses and other people that I've met out here. And I got to say, for everybody that's involved with this show and that's started listening now, the feedback that I get from people out here that I meet is they love it. They love that somebody has finally decided to stand up and take action against the whole infrastructure, the banking system, as well as the credit card companies, et cetera, et cetera. So you got all sorts of new people listening and fan base like you don't even know.
Well, does that mean they're going to vote then for Ron Paul for president?
Sure.
They are?
Mm-hmm.
You're kidding.
No.
How much of Hollywood?
Because they believe me.
Because they believe
They know
you?
Me because of, yeah, because they believe they know me as a person, the people that I've talked to, but they believe me because I've been saying this for a long time. And a lot of times people out here, when I was doing film stuff, so what else are you doing? Well, I do, you know, stuff with the credit card companies, and I tell them how, and they all just look at me like I'm just from the set of Babylon 9 most of the time. And then when they get at their light, great, good, go after them.
We'll take the break here. If I didn't know you and you recommended Ron Paul, the first question on my mouth would be, why?
Exactly.
We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Heart. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Well, you know, this is... There are some really nice people out there. I'm serious. Now, I just walked out during break, and I was talking to a couple of the employees out there.
Uh-huh.
And there's a letter laying there that nobody opened up, and it was Foundation to Defend the First Amendment. So I opened this thing up, and it's a letter to me. Dear Mr. Stadtmiller, as chairman and of the Foundation to Defend the First Amendment, I am pleased to enclose our check in the amount of $1,000.
Good job.
A grant to you for your outstanding efforts to exercise your First Amendment right of speech. Put your palms down. You ain't getting this. FTFA believes that every citizen in this great country has an obligation to use the First Amendment in defense of our constitutional liberties. America is unique in that freedom of speech and freedom of thought is guaranteed by our fundamental law. Philosophers know that without this basic right, no other rights can be of value. If we do not have the right to make political criticisms, we are at the mercy of whoever sees the reins of political power. In the name of the Foundation, its board of directors, and thousands of supporters throughout America, you are encouraged to continue individual assertion of your First Amendment rights. Sincerely, James P. Tucker, Jr., Chairman. And that is the Foundation to Defend the First Amendment. Well, here on air, Mr. Tucker, what a surprise, and thank you so much.
Absolutely. Great job, Mr.
Yeah,
Tucker.
I'm
sure you're listening now. Good. Thank you for your support.
Well, I got to call this guy up and say howdy.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. A lot of things going on here,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they ain't good. it's my headphones that are squealing away here.
That's the first thing.
Yeah, don't push the pot so hot. There we go. I don't need a hot pot here. Okay. Now you're doing it. You stop it. The engineer's in here screwing me up now. Well, that's your job to know better than do that. Okay, we good now?
We're good.
All right, we're good. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. You're going to love this.
Okay.
We got a couple of minutes here? Because here's a former governor of Colorado that is speaking plainly.
Ooh, that's unusual.
Former, yes. Former, some of them do have consciences. Some of them have children. Some of them really do love their family, and they want to see them grow up in a country that's not been ripped to shreds by some greedy people out there.
Exactly.
And Frosty Woolridge wrote this, and Frosty is on this network. Tuesdays and Thursdays, I think it's 7 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken. Last month, I participated in an annual gathering of the Federation of American Immigration Reform, FAIR, www.fairus.org, in Washington, D.C. Former Colorado Governor Lamb was a keynote speaker, giving us a startling speech. His national leadership is in the immigration debate illustrates his far-fetching understanding of the greatest dilemma in the early years of the 21st century. Every social ill emanates from too many poor, uneducated, low-income people flooding into the United States beyond our capacity to sustain them or ourselves. Question: U.S. national bankruptcy possible? Few Americans understand the Faustian dilemma awaited their children with the federal deficit now at $8.7 trillion. Although Bill Clinton left office with a balanced budget and precious little national debt, I'll take exception to that. Mr. Bush raised the federal Mr. Bush raised the federal debt level to nearly $10 trillion in 7 short years. Mm-hmm. On an individual level, if you earned $50,000 a year but ran up your credit card debt to $500,000 a year, how would you pay for your financial liabilities? Answer: you couldn't. Bankruptcy becomes your only option. However, what happens when an entire country bankrupts? The dollar's value falls worldwide. Our annual trade deficit exceeds $700 billion. Our manufacturing base vanishes with millions of U.S. jobs outsourced overseas. Our government must borrow $2 billion each day to keep our economy afloat. Unbeknownst to most Americans, their tax dollars pay in excess of $400 million daily just to pay the interest on the federal debt. Would you like me to repeat that?
Yeah, say it again.
$400 million daily just to pay the interest on the federal debt.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So they're making minimum payments.
Yeah.
And their principal's going, the principal's going through, and we've got other companies that want to come in and do hidden charges. Okay, we'll work out a deal with you, and we're going to take over your entire land. How about that?
Well, and I don't know if the federal government, during bankruptcy, they can bankrupt their debt and say, hey, we'll give you a penny on a dollar. No, they're not going to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. Our dollar value falls worldwide. Our annual trade deficit, as I said, $700 billion. Our government's got to borrow $2 billion each day. And, of course, the juice from Guido, the international banksters, $400 million daily. Daily, folks.
Yeah.
Now, Governor Lamb said, I have participated in the greatest embezzlement in all of history. In my 70-plus years, I have never seen such a perfect crime. Like most other master criminals, I'm heady with success and feel a need to brag. I kid you not, never before has one group appropriated as much money that belonged to another group in the history of crime. The victims, while they're increasingly suspicious, still do not know that they have been had. It was literally and figuratively as easy as taking candy out of the mouths of babies. Now, to pull off the giant embezzlement, you need a naive patsy. Lamb continued. Here is how we did it. The first rule of embezzlement is to find some naive patsy. We sensed 40 years ago the younger generation was not paying enough attention to public policy, so we quietly found ways to maintain our lifestyle and charge it to the next generation and their children. While those of you under 45 were preoccupied with other things, my generation dumped the largest load of debt on you that history has ever seen. and found ways to maintain our lifestyles on your credit cards. A good
This is good.
Yes, it is.
Right on.
A good scam needs a compassionate come on. In our case, we developed a new phrase, poor elderly. To this day, most Americans do not understand that this is actually two words and that poor no longer adequately describes the elderly as a class. Ponzi scheme to benefit the oldsters. Next, we devised a number of systems that allowed us to charge our retirement to the next generation of Americans who will wake up to find that they are losing sight of the Ponzi scheme. Like all good con artists, we relied on trust. We told them there was a trust fund for both Social Security and Medicare. Of course, this was a lie. There is no trust in the normal sense of the word because we take this month's Social Security taxes from today's workers and pay them to today's elderly. Then we tell today's workers not to worry. The money is being held in trust. Mm-hmm. But there is no trust fund. In actual fact, Lamb says, they would be better off if the fund were invested in Confederate war bonds. The trust fund is a sham because it only contains IOUs and tomorrow's generation of workers will have to pay off themselves. They will have to pay for both our retirement and a good part of their own. We succeeded in taking money from poor workers in St. Paul and sent it to wealthy retirees in St. Petersburg, Florida, and nobody was wiser. The perfect embezzlement maximizes its take. We soon found that there was money left over after paying Social Security funds to today's elderly, and we did not want to stop halfway, Lamb says. What self-respecting crook would leave money lying in the bank vault after a robbery? We completed the job by something called the consolidated budget. This allowed us to quietly take the Social Security funds left over to reduce our taxes by spending the money on current government services. Under the consolidated budget, we could legally borrow the money in the trust fund left over every year and spend it on current government services, thereby reducing our yearly taxes. Virtually every year for the last 40 years, we understated the yearly deficit and understated the total federal debt. Now, he says...
Oh, man. Is this guy still alive?
Yes, he is. And so's Ron Paul and going to stay that way. Now, he says... Now, Ron Paul, in a debate, said that we were $60 trillion in the hole. Lamb says it's $50 trillion. Even though the official federal debt is approximately $9.5 trillion, the amount actually passed on to the next generation is closer to $50 trillion. Now, let me clarify this right here, because I've said it's close to $100 trillion past, present, and future obligations of Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and other government obligations, such as all the money they have out there floating around on these treasury bonds, everything else, all the juice that they're paying, okay, which I illustrated earlier, to Guido the bankster, okay?
Right.
Well, It may be $60 trillion, but future, they project this out, it's closer to $100 trillion. But, hey, what's $50 trillion
amongst
friends, right? Hey, you'll forget about it, right?
Yeah.
Now, the entire scheme was done with clever accounting gimmicks, which allowed us to minimize our taxes and maximize our spending while we pass the bill on to the next generation. Like many victims of a crime, by the time they figure out, being the older generation, I will be long gone. I have completely and totally spent the Social Security Trust Fund and left nothing in trust, absolutely nothing for today's workers to pay future obligations.
What did this guy suddenly wake up and decide, okay, I'm going to do a full confessional and tell everybody?
Well,
this is amazing.
Well, and I'll tell you what, a lot of people are feeling the same way. They know this information. And James, this is what I've always said. When it becomes not chic or popular or trendy to get out there and tell the truth, but we need some courageous people to stand in the light and look around and say, who will join me in the battle for the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Who will step beside me? Not behind me. I don't want you 10 yards behind me or a mile behind me. I want you standing right next to me. And we will stand together. Once we face the awful truths and admit it, then we can roll up our sleeves and try to fix it.
Now,
I'm going to conclude with this on the other side of this break. This is great stuff.
Amazing.
The truth will always prevail, folks. Not always, right away, but it always does in the end. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Let me conclude with the former Colorado governor. I love this stuff.
I'm dying to know. What does he say? How does he conclude?
Now, he says about the accounting, clever accounting tricks, and left nothing in the trust, nothing. They will have to either raise their taxes substantially or dramatically reduce their benefits under the system. They have no other practical alternatives. The true perfect crime only works once. Every dime spent on the war in Iraq, we put on our kids' credit cards. Every dime of Katrina and Rita, hurricane recovery, we put off budget and thus left it to our children to pay. Then we voted ourselves a substantial tax cut, the only tax cut during a war in our national history. If anybody quoted Milton Friedman, Friedman said this: if you cut taxes without cutting spending, you're not cutting taxes, you are deferring them to your children. We would quickly say we were stimulating the economy and change the subject. They will recognize, Lamb says, that they are working long hours or two jobs and make less working than I make in retirement. Yet every month they transfer money to me to pay for my health benefits. I have plans for that also. When they start to blow the whistle, I will say with shock and horror, you can't start an intergenerational war. I will tell them about how hard I've fought for this country. I will shame them by accusing them of breaking the generational compact, neatly covering the fact that it was my generation who broke the compact by leaving them an unsustainable and insolvent system. Like all successful crooks, I cover all my bases. When healthcare costs became a larger factor in our budget, we found a system to subsidize our healthcare costs at the expense of the following generations. We called it Medicare, Lamb said. The average senior who turned 65 in the year 2000 got back $4 from today's workers for every $1 that he or she paid into the system. 7 short years later, today's retirees receive on the average of $100,000 subsidy toward his health care costs from a system that is slated to go broke not far into this century. And the story doesn't end there. My generation screwed up the savings and loan industry. What did we get out of it? We issued 30-year bonds. Why should I pay for my mistakes when there is a gullible generation right behind me? Will I be here 30 years from now? No. Will you? I leave it to my kids to pay it off. My wife and I bought our first house in 1963 for $11,900. Our first mortgage payment was $49 a month because we had a VA loan subsidized by the federal government. It is estimated that 30% of the current workers below age 30 will never be able to own their own houses. I get more money in housing allowance every year from the federal government than the poorest American. I get to deduct my mortgage interest and real estate taxes, which is worth to someone in my income bracket more than the cash equivalent than any poor person in the state receives for housing. Ditto for health benefits. By not taxing my health insurance paid for by my employer, I also receive more health benefits from the federal government than most poor children on Medicaid. I have recently passed Medicare Part D to help pay for my prescriptions. As Lamb explained, it is the crime of the century. Now, Richard Lamb is the co-director of the Institute for Public Policy Studies at the University of Denver and a former three-term governor of Colorado from 1975 to 1987. And his latest book, Brave New World of Healthcare. A former governor that was in there, saw it from the inside, and is telling the people the truth.
That is, I'm shocked that he had the forthright to come forth and come back and make a big statement like that. That's the first I've ever heard of any major politician coming out and flatten out saying, this is what's going on, you've been screwed. But that's, I hope that's a trend that others will do the same.
Well, and we have a current, and I won't insult him by calling him a politician. I would refer to this man as a statesman, congressman out of the 14th district here in Texas, by the name of Ron Paul. This guy has been telling the truth, and everybody has been ducking this guy. By the way, there's another debate coming up. I don't know who's hosting it. I think it's Fox. Yeah, it is Fox this Sunday.
How many minutes are they going to give him?
Probably a minute and a half. They might let him smile and wave.
Yeah, exactly.
But I actually saw him on an interview on Fox this morning. And they were pretty friendly to him. Now, I would be afraid if the medias were friendly to me and I was Ron Paul. I'd be looking behind me to see what's coming at me.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because this guy is dangerous to everybody. Everybody.
Yes, he is.
Every politician out there that wants to keep kissing babies and smiling and stealing their lollipops.
When he stands up there with all the candidates, how when he speaks, when he gets his little chance to speak, minute or two, whatever, how the other guys react to him. I wish they'd show the camera because
every once in a while they do. And you'll see them.
Yeah, and I see their faces, and I'm like,
Just standing there staring at him.
Yeah, and he's like, they're either doing, you can either see in their face, their micro muscle movements and all the way their faces are moving, how their body's reacting to what he's saying, that they know he's telling the truth, but they can't even address that because then they know they don't have a chance
in
their head.
And what happens, you're right. You know, my God, this guy's blowing the whistle here. What am I going to say if I get a follow-up question on something Mr. Paul answered? Well, the short answer to that is they never ask the follow-up questions. They let Ron Paul make his statements, answer the questions, do no follow-up. And no other politician on that stage will answer to Ron Paul. That's how they're getting away with it. All right, we'll break. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Pinch me, Bill.
I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody.
What a concept.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Some more good news?
Yeah. I'm into good news.
Well, this isn't. I'm being facetious.
All
right. Paulson warns, and this is on FT.com, FinancialTimes.com. Paulson warns of damage to come. Hank Paulson, the U.S. Treasury Secretary, warned on Tuesday that a downturn in the nation's mortgage market would burden the economy for some time. As several big banks, the largest home builder and the major construction equipment makers, all highlighted the growing impact of the housing decline. Mr. Paulson's, as they put it, grim remarks came as James Owens, CEO of Caterpillar, the equipment maker, called the current housing decline the worst since the Second World War. D.R. Horton, not in the last 10 years, not in the last 15 years, since the last World War. D.R. Horton, the largest U.S. home builder, said nearly half of its orders were canceled in the last quarter alone. Taken together with the discouraging bank earnings, the housing news helped push stocks and lower the bond prices higher as investors worried about the possibility of a U.S. economic slowdown. Well, it helped push stocks lower. Oh, geez, it's still overvalued.
Right.
Everything is overvalued on the stock market. These are the corporations gleaning profit. They're up to their eyeballs in profit. They have had a bull run for many, many years. Wells Fargo, by the way, the second largest mortgage lender, reported rising losses on home equity and credit card loans and saw its shares fall 4%. The bank said it would cut back on the amount it allows consumers to borrow against the value of their homes. And get this. You're going to love this one. Mm-hmm. Threatening a key pillar of U.S. consumer spending and economic growth. They were, it says right here, this is what they were counting on to keep this economy going, that people were pulling equity out of their homes or borrowing against their homes. And when they can't do that, James, answer this question and you win the prize.
Swipe your card.
There please. You go, buddy. It's unbelievable.
That's right. There you go. The trickle-down thing. Yeah. This is like, I'm so glad that you're one of the few people that can link it together. A lot of people in their individual worlds aren't taking their particular problem and being able to link it up all the way up to what you're talking about at the Federal Reserve at the very highest thing. So you do that really well. So
a lot of people, look, the average American out there, James, is going based on the information that he gets. And he's being told everything is just ducky.
Right, everything. And it's total social conditioning, mind control. People get nervous when I say that, but when I said way a long time ago that it really comes down to an individual and how much information they're getting, how the information is disseminated to them, and how much that information is put before them on an everyday, daily basis. And I don't care, you know, every time you come home and your dog knows what time you're going to eat because you feed them at the same time, they're already at the door before you even started feeding the dogs. So what I'm saying is that Pavlovian response, that's what we're dealing with. Everybody is like in a deep hypnotic trance about this and huge denial too about it. And I've said that from the beginning that this credit card issue all the way up to the very top is one of the biggest problems ever America's faced.
Can you hear that ticking sound?
Yes.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
It's the bomb that's ready to go off. This is why we are encouraging people to make a stand today financially to hit back. This is why we're telling you folks. We're not here. Look. Yeah, James Martinez represents a company that gets rid of credit card debt or greatly diminishes it. Yes, that's true. Mm-hmm. But you and I, James, we had talked about this. My interest is awakening the American public to a monumental tsunami. And I'm talking about one that you ain't going to be able to survive. By the time you see it, there's going to be no place to run. It is going to wash over this country, literally. Mm-hmm. Like the hugest tsunami you've ever seen.
Right. I know.
And nothing is going to be left standing.
Right.
Let's go to Bob in Toronto.
Oh, hey, Bob.
Hey, James.
How you doing?
This is Bob Dobbs.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Okay. You know I know a lot.
Yeah, I know you know.
And are you willing to talk about willreports.org?
You'll have to ask John.
Well, I have no idea, Bob, what that is. By the way, you're not any relation to Lou Dobbs, are you?
No.
Okay.
No. So willreports.org features Chris' story. Recommend people to keep track of it because it gives the latest that one can know in the information world. But my point is that the tsunami happened a long time ago and that we're not going to feel it and that we're going to survive it. This is the paradox of the virtual economy. When Governor Lamb is talking about the perfect crime, I recommend people look at Jean Baudrillard's book called The Perfect Crime, written 10 or so years ago, which develops on McLuhan's point about the fact the electronic environment can't be bought, sold, or stolen. Therefore, measurement in traditional economic terms does not match accurately the fact that we participate in a non-money world through daily 24/7 talk shows, information, and entertainment. That's the economy. It does cause a problem for people to measure their wealth in relation to that. And so the economists are not able to determine how in debt we are or where the profits are. Now, I've explained this to James privately, and I don't know if he understands me, but I'm willing to hear James' response to what I'm saying, how he would disagree with me, but I think, James, you know what I'm referring to. You've heard me say this many times to you.
Okay, well, okay, you have us at a disadvantage, Bob. I have not heard it, nor has this audience, so please.
Continue if you wish. But here's my thing. This is where I've always been. I'm interested in what happens to people at the front door of their house, because most people don't have time to sit around and read mountains of paper with all the other things they have with their normal life, and they don't even aren't even aware of these things. So I am interested in the people that are farmers, everyday people that are having this problem, and they're being restricted. It's affecting their physical, emotional, spiritual lives. The people that are stuck, the people that are like completely harnessed and cannot do anything. And they don't know what to do. How do they get out of it? They want to get away from that pain and move towards something that's happier and better. Great. They can know all this stuff. That's great. Thrill. I'm glad they do. Everybody understands. But if they do not understand how to resurrect themselves and survive through this transition, that's where I stand on it.
Right. I understand that. I respect that. The thing is that they do not need to read anything. They do not need to understand anything. All they have to do is turn on the radio, turn on TV, call in talk shows, and that keeps the economy going by participating. Now, there is the historical legacy of the gold and paper money and credit medium, and that comes through like an impersonal force and says, okay, 30% of the people, American people, must pay up, even though there is no general accounting for what they have to pay up for. But to recognize our private identity, which is built on ownership and printed media and private book literacy, for us to maintain that in the United States and Canada, we have to keep that meme going. Therefore, we have to suffer every now and then the loss of our property and wealth because the visual meme measures that.
Bob, let me interrupt you here for a second. You actually sound like you're a cheerleader for the Matrix that they have set up.
Well, actually, as James knows, the Matrix was based on my information, and John Baudrillard, he is acknowledged in the first Matrix movie. I'm not advocating, I'm saying we live in it,
right,
and we need to understand what we're doing, even if we get our bills paid, because we're still confronting the Matrix endlessly.
No, you're talking to one guy, Bob, that understands that.
Good.
I've been doing this for 14 years. This is my second network. My tune has not changed over 14 years. And I'm going to keep doing this probably until I die. I hope I live to be 100, but I don't know if we're going to be out of this situation in, say, another 46 years.
We're not going to ever get out of it.
Ah.
Until we have a new energy source, which is cold fusion, which will be developed in China by 2012, because there's going to be a quagmire in the Middle East. Saudi oil will not get to China. China's a new historical legacy of industrial development. And when they don't get their oil, they're the oldest civilization and the smartest civilization historically. That's what they think about themselves. They're not going to wait around for the Rockefellers to say, don't go into coal fusion. They're going to look into the alternative energies. They're going to pick ponds and placements coal fusion, and they're going to start implementing it.
America will
be the last to use that.
Yeah, Bob, let me ask you a question. Do you have a sneaking suspicion that the oil companies realize this right now?
Oh, they know it. They've
okay.
invested in the Japanese palladium and platinum metals out of Russia. They've got that as one of their eggs, but they don't know how to handle that when it becomes an industrial environment. Their oil situation becomes weakened, so they keep keeping the past going, hoping they can hold on, because when the coal fusion comes in, they're obsolete. But they have partly invested in it, but not completely.
Yeah, well, and you're not going to see this probably come to market until they're fully positioned in that market to take advantage of it.
Now, if you watch World Reports, you'll see that China is not putting up with this. They're not waiting for the Rockefellers or the Rothschilds. They're moving ahead, and they're investing in it regardless. So that's why North America will be the last to use coal fusion in about 30 years, because we're too embedded in the old modality. But the world is not controlled by a 1984 monolithic big brother, because it's too fragmented and too developed in different areas all over the world.
Right. Well, Bob, let me ask you a question here. Okay, so it'll be 30 years before we get on this bandwagon for cold fusion that's
right.
supposed to be hold on a second. That's supposed to be brought to market by 2012 here by the Chinese.
In China.
Okay. Now, have you heard me speak about the oil reserves we have up in Alaska?
Oh, yeah, there's lots of oil.
Oh, there's tons of oil up there.
The problem is it's not. See, the British, they didn't use the oil They didn't get into coal until they chopped down all the trees. China will not get into coal fusion until they can't get the oil, not due to peak oil, but because this quagmire in the Middle East will prevent, over the next couple of years, the oil getting out of Saudi Arabia. There still will be lots of oil, but they will be forced, Chinese, to move into a new energy level. And that's the good news.
Well, okay, now, Bob, slow down here, because we have the capability right now. You know that little pipeline that they built called the Alaska Pipeline?
Know it well. I'm here in Canada.
Okay. So that thing is equipped the way that thing was designed, that they can piggyback another pipeline on there, maybe even a second pipeline. Now, if we get our heads out of our collective dank holes here, and this government really looks at the problems that we are seeing, you're seeing it, I'm seeing it, just about everybody that listens to this network knows about it, then it wouldn't take that long to stick up another pipeline or two, piggyback it right on that thing, open up Gull Island, open up the North Slope, pump that oil, because we got enough reserves up there in the ground to power us at present consumption levels inside this country for the next 200 years. Do you think that might be enough time for another technology to take its place?
It will keep America stuck in the past. We'll develop that for our oil thing because we won't be able to handle the coal fusion implications. But China will move forward, and then they'll spread into Russia and Africa. So it's going to become a big split in the world as China and Asia move to the future, and America falls back into the past relying on their oil surplus that you just discussed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm saying that the discussion of bad news or information worrying that goes on 24/7 in American media, especially since the market problems in February in China, that creates wealth for the American economy. We are creating wealth by discussing the bad news. Just keeping the information environment going is the big illusion, the big matrix that paradoxically ruins everybody's individual lives, ruins community and family values because we're on an electronic discarnate state in this information environment, but at the same time allows us to remain stoned and, as James says, hypnotized and keep living in it because our economy is based on this information turnover 24/7. That's the paradox of our situation.
I can't argue with that, Bob.
You're exactly right.
I can't argue with it.
All right, we'll just leave it at that. That's something to meditate on as we worry about everything, as you're going to lay out the next 20 minutes.
Well, and Bob, and keep something in mind, that this network was designed for one reason. What you hear on this network being discussed and being talked about is not on the mainstream matrix news pipeline, the control factor out there.
Well, what's interesting is that you have Governor Lamb, ex-Governor Lamb, and I'm up here in Toronto. I don't watch the news that much, but I'm watching a lot of the media just because I have time on my hands. And it is interesting, over the last few weeks, they are starting to sound like you guys, the mainstream media, because there is, it seems, a big problem with the market, right?
Yeah, right.
But
yeah,
that could be the final way of that they finally realize, oh, there's a big market in talking negatives. And they'll keep it going that way. They just realize you guys are onto something, and they're going to take it over, they took over the vitamin company.
No, I've been in communications for a while, and they dare not do that. The only people that get away with that in some regards is Lou Dobbs on CNN.
All right. He serves that function, yes.
Yes, and also Obermeier that's on MSNBC.
They always have someone there to do that part, and then there's the other guys to cancel it, like Larry Kudlow.
Right.
Or someone else like that.
But see, this network was designed for one reason and one reason only, to go mainstream, not to counter, not to be the alternative media, but to be the alternative to the controlled news. And once people find out that there are some people in this world that give a damn about the truth, and that they will take certain risks to put that truth out, it may embolden some Americans down here. I don't know how y'all feel in Canada, but it may embolden some Americans down here to link arms and to deal with this problem.
Absolutely.
Well, the thing is that truth is a verbal message or a printed message. I say that kind of literate-based truth does not apply to our situation. And most people call that the Matrix. They call Fox TV an illusion. No,
yes.
Fox TV replays the American dream as a meme, and that is a truth. To say the facts is not the truth anymore is what we learned from McLuhan, what Baudrillard developed, which then influenced the making of the Matrix. It's that point that I have to discuss all the time. You can go to ParanoiaMagazine.org and read my 25-page interview, James knows about it, where I explain this historical situation, that the very putting out of the truth will cause the martial law, the Civil War, and all that stuff if we do not understand that the information environment is independent of truth, post-truth, and just the participation in the worrying and the celebration of the market going up or down is the facts. It's not a verbal message anymore. That's the problem. But you can market to people, your radio network, as a truth-generating, visual, literate fact. These are the facts. Government land has said we're in debt, and we're passing it on to the next generation. That's a little story that comes and goes. There's a million stories happening in the media right now.
No,
involvement.
Bob, I understand that. And I understand what the controlled media has done to minds of mush in this country.
Mm-hmm.
But you are, my friend, kind of negative because you're just passing this off. And I am not. And many millions of more Americans are not either.
No, Bob, I'm being clear about it.
No, I understand. Bob, do me a favor. Hang on the line a second. I want my producer here to get your phone number. I would like to discuss things with you further, if you don't mind.
All right.
All right. Hang on a second. We'll take the break here, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back with James Martinez on the Left Coast and John Stadtmuller buried here in Central Texas. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
James, you've had conversation with Bob before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I've talked to him. I've known him quite a while. He's probably one of the smartest people I know. And even today, when I talk to him today, I still take the position is 99% of the people that I know do not have a clue really how far and deep this goes. And I don't even bring it up.
I know.
Because the bottom line for the general person to me is they just want to get their groceries and do their life. They're not going to sit around reading thousands of books trying to figure out what the hell happened to them. Mm-hmm. They want a resolution, a way to do it, and to continue on. I know lots of people that would support us, support this cause and so forth, that will take it up to a certain point because they have their regular lives. Like, there's families all over the place that have no idea and will never have any idea what's going on. And they're the ones that just want to be able to feed their children and get on with their life without having to sweat every day when the mail comes because the bills are piling up and they don't know what to do. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. So whatever philosophy, books, models of reality and functions, the bottom line is for the people that are listening and those bills keep them coming and the whole interest rate goes up and everything like that and all the things that we talk about, that's the reality of the general public, period. That's where I stand on it.
I'm a little amazed. How much time have you spent talking to this guy?
I've known him for 3 or 4 years.
Really? Because
yeah,
my impression, and I've never spoken to him before. This is the first I had heard from Mr. Dobbs. My gut reaction to this is that let's all eat and drink and be merry, for tomorrow we die. And
right.
it sounds to me like he has been in that matrix. He recognizes it for what it is. But then says that it's too complicated, too complex, too big. There's no chance. And I am of the opposite opinion. I have yet to see a mess made yet by man that can't be cleaned up by man. We created this thing. When I say we, I don't mean you and I. But we understand now the matrix that has been formed. And my question is, are we Neos? Or are we something else? Are we part of that matrix?
Well, I've always thought when talking to Bob, because I've known him for a long time and I like Bob, say that stuff in front of 10 people in a room that got 50 grand of credit card debt. They have 2 children, both parents work, and they're barely making it. Go ahead and say that to them. Then I'll be very interested to see the feedback loop there on how people react. Because when you're in a state of high stress financially, you're missing a lot of stuff that's going on because you're in a deep state of like survival mode. So you're not reacting and thinking the same way as you would when you're relaxed.
But one thing Bob doesn't understand, James, is I've been dealing with this subject matter for 14 years. I've not committed suicide yet. I'm not in the rubber room of 3 North of some mental hospital. I'm quite cognizant. I am confident that I am who I am. And I know what I know. I do know one thing. The older I get, the more I realize what I don't know.
Right.
And I'm man enough to admit that. But
I'm pretty
learning,
sure that I don't know anything.
And I'm learning more every day. And this is an educational process. People have to
Absolutely.
Go through this and hear the truth. However relative you want to make that, they need to hear the truth in order to understand what their situation is. James Martinez.
Be able to digest it, too, the whole thing.
There you go. 877-331-0626. Make your reality come true here, folks. Get rid of your credit cards and your credit card debt. GetDebtReliefNow at gmail.com is Mr. Martinez's email. Email him, folks. Take a stand. Get your life, at least. You can't straighten out the world, but at least get yourself in order. Thank you, James.
All right. We'll talk to you shortly.
Okay, sir. See you tomorrow, folks.